Well, during the Indians offseason, they traded catcher Yan Gomes to the Washington Nationals, and one of the guys that came back in return was youngster Daniel Johnson, who now joins us here in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Indians Radio Week coverage. Daniel, first of all, welcome to Cleveland, and obviously when trades are made, that's part of baseball, that's part of the business, but I'm sure you have a reaction to it, like, wow, I'm going somewhere else. Talk us through your reaction. What were you feeling? What were you thinking when you heard you had been dealt to the Indians?
It was overwhelming at first. I really didn't know what to expect. You know, you never really think about getting traded until you're the one. You know, you kind of always talk to your friends, you know, what if this happened? What if that happened? When it actually comes down to you being traded, it's like, oh, wow, I'm not with the same team anymore. Like, and it kind of really doesn't settle in until once I got here for the mini camp, I came to the new facility and I was like, wow, I'm not going back to Florida. Like, this is, I'm here now. Like, so, you know, it's a crazy experience, but I mean, it's all part of the plan. You know, you're playing for every team. So
who was the first person or who were the first few people that you talked to with the Indians organization that said, hey, here's why we acquired you. Here's why we're excited to have you be a part of this team.
I don't remember the first guy I talked to, but I know I talked to Alex Eckelman. He called and was, explaining why they wanted you. They see me play in Double A against Akron and everything, and they saw my ability, and they were pleased to have me on board with them.
So I'm sure fans listening are going, okay, we got this guy, traded Yan Gomes, but we don't know a lot about this player. So kind of tell our listeners what you're doing and as far as what you're bringing to this ball club, I guess the scouting report of yourself, per se.
Really fast runner. Can play all three outfield positions. Can go get the ball. Really strong arm in right field. At the plate, occasional home runs. Hit the balls all over the field. Get on base when I can steal bases.
How do you not put too much pressure on yourself in spring training? Obviously, you want to impress Tito. You want to impress the staff. And yet, you've got to play baseball the way you've always played it. You're still a young player. But right. How do you balance that?
I really don't think about it that much. I mean, I just go out there and play. You know, I'm not going to try and do more than what I can to impress, you know, Tito, you know, all the other guys. You know, they've already seen me play. I mean, they wouldn't have traded me over if they didn't, you know, without having some kind of highlighter, you know, knowing something about me before they got me. So I just think about, you know, they already know what I can do. I'm just going to do what I can do. I'm not going to try to do anything else. Just play the way I play.
No, I don't want you to violate a private conversation, right. But did you have a conversation with Tito as far as, you know, what he wants to see from you or what he would like to see you at least do here in 2019?
No, there were no specifics. No, they just wanted to see me play. That's all they had. They wanted to see me play live in person. You know, that was it.
Again, we're talking with Daniel Johnson as part of our Indians Radio Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. So you got a taste of Major League Baseball last year. I always like to ask young players, at what point was there a game or was there a moment where you kind of looked around and said, I made it. I'm a big league baseball player. Do you remember that moment?
No, I think I kind of skipped over that part. I kind of wanted to, shun that part out. Because I know I probably would have got too nervous if I, looked around. So I kind of was, locked in, focused on the pitcher and what I was doing instead of, you know, trying to look around. But I can definitely hear it, you know, in the background and everything like that. I just didn't want to put my eyes on it because I'm like, oh, here we go.
So was there like a pitching matchup maybe where you were kind of in the box going, man, I thought about facing this guy when I was a kid or something like that?
Actually, when we played the Diamondbacks, when I faced Robbie Ray, I was like, wow, like, I've seen this dude like on the show, like playing against him, like I was controlling him, and now I'm facing him. Like, so it was a crazy experience, but I mean, it was definitely fun though.
Again, we're talking with Daniel Johnson here in Goodyear, Arizona. So, what are your goals? What are your expectations as far as spring training is concerned? What do you want to accomplish before camp breaks?
I'm really just consistently getting, you know, quality at bats. You know, learning as much as I can from the vet guys. You know, the guys who have been in previous big league camps, guys who are in the big leagues, outfield guys, you know, learn about what they do, talking to all, you know, the hidden coordinators about what their approach is at the plate, you know, what guys do when they come up, how do they, you know, if they change anything or, like, how does their approach change or what they focus on. Just any knowledge that I can take, you know, back into the minor leagues or maybe back to the big leagues when I get there.
Are there guys in the Indians clubhouse that you kind of go to? I know it's still very early. I get that. But they talk about the Indians have a great clubhouse. The guys get along. There's a great chemistry. Have you kind of linked up with somebody, or did somebody come to you and say, okay, I'm going to kind of show you the ropes here a little bit?
Really, Greg Allen, he's shown me the ropes a lot, you know. Us being with the same agency and having the same agent and things like that, got to know him a lot. Another guy, Tyler Naquin, he's been really cool. You know, I've asked him questions. Brandon Barnes, Bradley Zimmer, Kipnis, you know, pretty much talked to all those guys. You know, they all very approachable, you know, friendly, and, you know, help me with any questions that I have.
There you go. Hey, we wish you nothing but the best here in Cleveland. An exciting young player. At some point, you're going to be playing at Progressive Field, and it'll be fun to watch you out there.
Thank you.
Congrats. Daniel Johnson joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Indians Radio Week.